Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Well, I just want to, are we ready in the back? Everybody good? All right, awesome. Well, wonderful to have you all here today. I'm your state controller, Susana Mendoza, and I just want to welcome you all to our Women's History Month celebration. Thank you to any and all of you who made the trip here to Springfield. I'm excited to see some friends and also that you have family who are joining you today. That's always lovely to see. I hope everyone enjoyed this really delicious lunch. Hopefully it was very delicious. And I do want you to know that that was catered from a local women-owned business here in Springfield, Emerald Eats. Now, I don't know if you know this, but it did in fact take us quite a while to get a whole month to celebrate Women's History Month. Did you know this? Yeah, I'll give you a little history on it because it's kind of interesting. So Women's History Week was held as a local celebration in Santa Rosa, California in 1978 during the week of March 8th to coincide with International Women's Day, which just passed recently. Now the movement was adopted by communities around the country, and in 1980, President Jimmy Carter officially declared it National Women's History Week, not month. It wasn't until 1987 that Congress voted to give us a whole month. So I feel like we've been celebrating it every month, every year, but honestly, it's only been since 1987. Now, that clearly isn't enough time to honor and recognize the achievements of so many amazing women throughout history, like Rosa Parks, Susan B. Anthony, Harriet Tubman, and the late Sally Ride, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one of my faves. Well, they all are, that's why I mentioned them. And a month certainly isn't enough time to thoroughly admire the accomplishments of influential women today, like Michelle Obama, Simone Biles, Amanda Gorman, and yep, Taylor Swift. I'm a Swiftie. Now those are all big names, but it's your names that we're celebrating today. Your work in your communities, your jobs, and in your homes that is so very, very special. You may not have yet achieved that same sort of name recognition as some of the other names we mentioned, but it is all of you that are truly making a difference in our state, in the lives of so many people. You have all shown tenacity and leadership, courage and grace, determination for sure, and have made your mark in some of the best ways possible. I'd like to dive in and tell you about each of our honorees and encourage them to come up. We're going to take a photo right over here by the flags, and then I'm going to ask you to share a few words of your story and what keeps you going when things get really tough, because they inevitably do. All right, so our first honoree is Shauna Segler. Shauna has been an educator with the Dunlap School District for 24 years. During her tenure, Shauna taught students in elementary, middle school, and high school grades. She currently teaches in the English department at Dunlap High School and is the department chair. While she has embraced the unique challenges of teaching at each grade level, Shauna believes the high school classroom is exactly where she is meant to be at this stage of her career. She's grateful to be part of such an exceptional staff and learning community at the Dunlap High School. In addition to her role there, Shauna coaches the speech team at Dunlap Middle School, so we're looking forward to Shauna's speech. I threw you for a curve there, yes. Now, she and an outstanding group of assistant coaches oversaw this year's team of 153 students in 6th through 8th grades. Because of her success and commitment to the team, Shauna was named the Illinois Outstanding Middle School Speech Educator for the 2025-26 school year by the National Federation of State High School Associations. As the Illinois finalist, she advanced to the regional level and was selected as a regional award winner representing Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, and Wisconsin. What Shauna enjoys most about coaching middle school speech students is seeing how their confidence and resilience grows throughout the season. And honestly, I think Shauna should just get an award for having been a middle school teacher. Yes, we all know. Okay, teaching at the high school level also allows her the rewarding opportunity to continue supporting many of her former middle school speech students as they navigate high school. Shauna lives outside of Bartonville with her husband, Dane. They're the proud parents of two sons, Jack, a firefighter with the Pekin Fire Department, and Jace, a sophomore at Iowa State University. Shauna, if you could please come up, we'd love to have you share a few words with us. We'll take a picture right here. And if somebody, Amy, do you want to hand me these?
Just to thank you.
When it's time?
Yeah, thank you.
Here. Then we're gonna hold this a little bit down so that you can, doesn't have a glare.
A little bit toward me. Is that right? Perfect. Yep.
Excellent. Please take it away.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Thank you so much for honoring me and all of the other strong women here. I didn't know I was gonna have to say a lot. I tell my students that I teach two speech classes and I teach English classes. And I tell them that I love speaking in front of students, but I don't like speaking in front of adults. So I know how they feel.
Just pretend they're all students.
Right. I'm very thankful for what I do, having been a teacher for 24 years. I've seen the shift in how education has changed a lot, and it's very challenging. To act like it's not would be silly, because it's very challenging, and my job, I feel like it's harder and harder every year. But I love what I do, and I'm so thankful for that. I wouldn't be able to do it without my wonderful family, my husband, who couldn't be here today because he's at work. He has been a huge strength and support to allow me to continue doing all the extracurriculars, and he would hop in at home and take care of the kids and do all of that so I could continue to do what I wanted to do, and I love that. At work, I'm so blessed to have amazing, amazing colleagues at work. And I think in honor of Women's History Month, I think it's amazing that Dunlap School District is such a strong, high-performing district, and our high school is run by women. And I love that.
Girl
so,
power.
Yes, our principal, Katie Cazalet, is amazing. She is the most amazing boss I've had in 24 years. We have two assistant principals that are women, so I feel very fortunate to be serving under such strong women who are so supportive of working moms and helping us to fulfill our dreams as well. So my parents are here, they are amazing. They have always been a huge support to me, so I love them. As women, I hope we can continue to be strong, continue to lead, and continue to give the patriarchy a run for his money. So that's my hope. Thank you so much.
Wow,
thank
awesome.
You.
Mom and Dad, good job, you should be proud. That's excellent. I'm sure you are. Very well deserved recognition. And it's so nice to have your mom and dad here. So welcome. Thank you for joining us today. Okay, our next honoree is Jennifer Cunningham. Jennifer is a nurse practitioner in the Department of Pediatrics at the University of Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. She became a nurse over 20 years ago and has served in several different roles within the healthcare system, stumbling upon a passion for children with complex needs or disabilities. Jennifer has worked hard to continue her education and was selected to participate in three separate service learning programs during her doctoral program, which she says helped to shape her into the person and the nurse practitioner she is today. This included a year-long fellowship in developmental disabilities that gave her the opportunity to learn alongside medical professionals from other disciplines, family members who love and care for people with disabilities, as well as self-advocates. The following year, she was able to participate in an internal program through the University of Illinois Chicago, working with nonprofit organizations in the Chicagoland area. And most recently, during her final year of graduate education, Jennifer worked with the Southside Community Center in Peoria to explore not only the numerous ways that trauma impacts people's lives, but also the lives of their children and what families can do to help them thrive despite traumatic and turbulent experiences. Jennifer says that it was there that she really understood that all interactions should be approached with an open heart and an open mind and willingness to put yourself in someone else's shoes first and foremost. She says that over the years it had become painfully obvious that children with disabilities are overlooked in several ways, from simple childhood joys to access to daily living necessities. And since she's met so many families that struggle to think of gifts to give their children with physical disabilities, she wanted to do something about it. Many toys, for example, can only be played with if the child has full use of their body. So if a child has difficulty moving their arms and using their hands, they can't play video games, they can't ride bikes, or they can't build elaborate creations from small blocks like their peers. But that does not mean that they don't understand how, or want to play with those toys just like the other kids do. Now, with this in mind, Jennifer helped create the Switch On the Joy program. And this is beautiful because those are things that we take for granted. When, you know, I first learned about Jennifer and thinking of this concept of a kid playing with a toy, it's something we all take for granted, unless if you have a child who's in that situation. Now, this past fall, Jennifer and her colleagues held their first event. Local volunteers, from teachers to engineers to teens to retirees, came together one Saturday and worked together to change the electronics inside of the toys donated for the project so that these toys could be activated by pressing a large button designed to be hit with a whole hand, a fist, a foot, or literally pressed against someone's head. The team then matched the toys to a wish list that families had registered for. It's hoped that this will become not just a one-time thing, but an annual event. Jennifer's a lifelong resident of Central Illinois and says she grew up with a strong desire to work alongside her neighbors to be able to best serve her community. Jennifer, thank you for your leadership, for your desire to want to help make someone else's life better every day, and for that we honor you today. Please come up for a photo and share a few words.
Good afternoon. I wasn't expecting to say anything, so there you go. I really appreciate the opportunity to come here and share. I absolutely love working with children with developmental and behavioral needs, and it was a privilege to be able to work with the volunteers in our community to make this project happen. So it's very kind of you to recognize me, but I certainly did not do it alone. My family supported me, my coworkers, and our community really showed up and made everything go very smoothly, and we matched almost 50 kids this year. So
it's amazing.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, our next honoree is Tess Dooley. Tess is an attorney and the current director of compliance for Marshall McLennan Agency. That's the largest insurance broker in the United States for the health and welfare compliance services team. Tess previously served as director, shareholder, and attorney for Haynes Benefits PC, an employee benefits boutique firm. Tess was also the regional vice president of compliance for another nationally renowned insurance brokerage firm and served as an in-house counsel for a Fortune 500 and S&P 500 corporation with a primary focus on employee benefits law. Tess has shared this vast knowledge by working in higher education as well, as an assistant professor in legal studies and director of the Pre-Law Center at the University of Illinois in Springfield. Originally from Arkansas, Tess wised up and moved to Illinois. Now, Tess served on the Arkansas Board of Governors for the Arkansas Bar Association. She currently serves as a commissioner and privacy officer on the Mid-Illinois Medical District Commission, as appointed by the governor. The commission supports patient care, biomedical research, and new medical technologies at four major healthcare institutions right here where we are in Springfield. Tess received her law degree from the University of Arkansas Little Rock, William H. Bowen School of Law, and is a licensed attorney in the state of Arkansas. She's a published author and has participated in public speaking engagements across the country for various corporations, vendors, interest groups, and other industry organizations. Tess specializes in the areas of health and welfare plans, healthcare reform, insurance, and plan administration. She has represented plans, insurance carriers, third-party administrators, brokers, consultants, and other plan service providers across the country, providing support amidst ever-changing healthcare laws. Tess is proud to call Springfield, Illinois, home, where she resides with her husband, Dr. Ty Price Dooley, their 10-year-old son, David. I have a 13-year-old son, David, yes. Great name. And dog, Mirabelle. Please come on up, Tess. We'd love to hear more about your accomplishments and what drives you, and thank you for your service.
Oh. thank you so much. I'm so honored and humbled to receive this award. In thinking about what really drives me in doing my work, I started thinking about the interconnectivity of women and all of us sitting here and today and what we achieve and what we give and to make this nation great, to make our world great and our community and our homes. And we all really work together on that and thinking about, you know, you, Comptroller, and just the example that you are for our state, for everything that you do and, you know, for the women and specifically minority women, the example that you are and your commitment to transparency and honesty in government is just so refreshing and so needed in this politically polarized environment. And just look forward to, you know, supporting you in all of your future endeavors. And then thinking about my friend Kim, who is such a strong woman and has persevered through so much. She inspires me all the time, and she raised another very strong, fiercely strong woman in Zoe, who now goes and protects our national leaders with her very life. You know, Kim is just such a fierce friend, an ally, and I'm so thankful for her. And I wouldn't be standing here today without my grandmother, who was born in a very rural, poor area in Arkansas and had no one to look at to guide her and to teach her that there's more, you know, to being a woman, that you can achieve more. But yet she had the audacity to be strong and to pass that on to her family. And raise her children and raise me, even though she didn't have to, and to pursue, you know, education while she was raising me, to finish her GED, to go through seminary, and then to support rural areas with her ministry as an ordained minister, and then force a very hard-headed young girl who was perfectly suited to be an attorney, but didn't know it, to go to college, be a first-generation student, to fall in love with learning and then go on to law school and be able to serve clients and people across the country. Without her audacity and her, you know, pushing me pouring into me, without other ladies who are so strong in this state and community, you know, that's what makes a difference. And I'm just so thankful and honored to be with you all in the midst of such great women. And thank you so much for this.
Thank you, Tess. Thank you.
I always get so excited to see these amazing women, and they're such an inspiration to so many, including myself. So thank you again. Next up, we're going to go and honor Mary Risley, Illinois Secretary of State Policy Analyst. She's retired, actually. And Mary's a longtime state government employee working in both the legislative and executive branches. Mary retired from the Illinois Secretary of State's office back in 2019 after serving as a policy analyst for more than 20 years. There, she oversaw the development of public policy issues related to traffic safety and the operations of the office. She also researched and tracked pertinent legislation, planned special events, and represented the Secretary of State, back then Secretary Jesse White, on advisory panels. Prior to her role at the Secretary of State's office, Mary was the chief committee clerk for the Illinois House of Representatives, learning much about the legislative process that would serve her well in the years to come. She got her start in state government as a legislative assistant, and thank goodness for that wealth of knowledge Mary has gained as she currently serves as chairperson of the Illinois Comptroller Merit Commission, providing guidance and direction to the office based on her 30 plus years of dignified service in government. Mary has a Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Illinois in Springfield and attended the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators Leadership Academy. In her retirement, because she's never really retired, Mary enjoys volunteer activities. She's a special events coordinator and secretary of the executive board for the Jackson County Historical Society, a volunteer at the Central Illinois Food Bank, and various other local animal rescue groups. She's definitely staying busy. So Mary, please come on up to receive your recognition. Let's get a photo with you and have you say a few words.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Comptroller.
There you go.
Hey, you. Thank you.
Okay. You got this.
All right. Well, one of the things in my 30 years of experience in government is not having to do public speaking. So it's like I call myself a back of the house kind of girl. So it's like I do the support stuff. First off, thank you, Comptroller, very much for this. When Kevin called, my first thought was, what am I going to wear? Because it's like everything in my closet is blue jeans, sweatshirts, and T-shirts now. Because it's like I'm retired. That's all I need to wear. But I did find a pair of pants, Kev. So, but you know, being honored for Women's History Month. Sorry, my allergies are acting up really bad today. Being honored for Women's History Month is a great honor for me, especially coming from you, because you have been a female leader in this state for quite some time. We hope you go on to do other things. So, but I just want to say thank you so much. You know, getting this from you, well, I worked for Jesse White for 20 years, but I knew Jesse for closer to 30 years. And you remind me so much of him.
Aw, thank
so,
you.
But thank you very much.
Aw, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank Sorry. You, Mayor. Don't cry, it's okay, you got it. Mary's like, it's really like, you know, there's cats in here. No, it's
allergies.
Sure it is. No, we love you and thank you and we appreciate your many years of service. And so that's why you're being honored today, because you deserve it and you earned it and we appreciate you. Okay, our final honoree, last but not least, is Chanel Jackson. She's a Springfield firefighter, a Marine veteran, and proud servant to her community. Prior to joining the Springfield Fire Department, Chanel served in the U.S. Marines as correctional specialist, where she developed the discipline, the resilience, and commitment to service that continue to guide her in everything she does today. Chanel made history as the first African-American female firefighter in her department, a milestone that reflects both her determination and her willingness to open doors for those who will come after her. She carries this responsibility with pride and aims to lead by example through her work and selfless dedication. In addition to her service as a firefighter, Chanel is also a member of the department's honor guard and an instructor for the Recruit Academy, helping train and shape the next generation of firefighters. Outside of the firehouse, Chanel is passionate about giving back to the community, prioritizing self-care, and maintaining a strong commitment to fitness and personal growth. Her faith is a central part of who she is and plays a big role in how she saves lives, serves, and connects with others. Chanel says she's honored to stand among so many strong women being recognized here today, and that she hopes her journey reminds others that purpose, faith, and perseverance can take you further than you ever imagined or dreamed. Please come on up, Chanel. Thank you for your service, and we'd love to hear more about you.
So I'm not a really good public speaker, so I do appreciate you guys letting me be here. I do appreciate the recognition for sure. I'm still very new in my career field, but I do look forward to continuing to learn and really just putting forth that effort into the community the way that I guess I have been. So I really didn't know anything about this, but thank you so much. And I appreciate everything you guys have done for me and really the females that have come before me and the ones that hopefully come after. So yeah, thank you.
Yes, please stay safe out there in a very dangerous profession and very much one of the utmost public service, so thank you. And, you know, each year when we have our event in March, you know, I'm truly always amazed at the incredible women that come before us, that who we get to hear from them, you know, but more importantly, you really get this feeling of the passion and the dedication that's behind their life's work. So that's why it's really important for me that we always take, you know, a little bit of time here to honor their service, their sacrifice. We know all so many famous people, but honestly, it's the people behind the scenes, the unsung heroes that need to be brought to the forefront more often and thanked. So again, you know, at a time when we are still far from being on par in terms of pay, for example, with men, opportunity, right? when if you're not part of the bros club, that means you got to work like two times as hard just to be in the room and three times as hard to be taken seriously, continuously underestimated. This is like the normal day in the life of most women. And certainly amazing women have to figure out a way to like get through all those obstacles and still succeed. But they always do it, I notice, not for them, but for others. And so that's why you are being celebrated today, because every one of you has a story of service, not of self-service. And so thank you for that. I would say that I want you to all continue down this path of thinking, how can I every day put a little bit extra sand in that glass so that you can get to a point where it's overflowing in support and service to others. I think there's no better feeling in the world, I can say from my 25 years in public service, than getting to serve the public and know that you are having an impact. And sometimes it doesn't have to be something huge. It's just even one person that you know that your interaction with them or something you did for them that day made all the difference in not their life, but literally in how they even view the world. So all of us have that power, whether women or not, but I feel like women have a particular superpower in that respect. So I'll urge all of you to reach out to other fabulous females in your lives, in your workplace, in your community, especially this month as we continue to celebrate Women's History Month. Don't be afraid to share your successes. And I'd say even more importantly, don't be afraid to share in your failures, the times that we haven't hit the mark, because those moments is where we learn and we grow the most from. We shouldn't be afraid to show our emotions, and we should continue to push each other to be even bigger, better, and greater. So thank you very, very much for being here. Lastly, let me just finish by saying that you've done so much to help others, but it's really critically important that you take care of yourselves. And I know that Chanel, I talked about that a little bit in her write-up, that you know she does take time for self-care, and I don't think enough women do. So kudos to you for doing that, for setting an example. But we're all doing the very best we can every single day to take care of everyone else. But it's really important that if we want to continue to serve selflessly, that we start by taking care of ourselves, especially when it doesn't seem like there's enough time or the challenge is too big to do so. We can't help others if we're not around to offer the help. So, you know, let's continue to support each other, but again, support yourself first and foremost, and then move on to the next gal that you can bring up. Chanel, thank you also for what you're doing to inspire the next generation of girls who wouldn't have thought it was possible to join the fire department, but now because of your breaking that ceiling, they know that you've opened the door wide open for them. So again, to all of you in your own respective ways and how you've helped lead our state to a better place, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And this will actually, now I think about it, be the last Women's History Month that I host as your controller. I don't want to get emotional, but I kind of am. I hadn't thought about it. Well, I have one more in Chicago, so I'm not going to tear up right now. Just like you, there's allergies happening in this room. Yeah, but again, you know, I said don't be afraid to show your emotions, but it is like an emotional thing because you guys are awesome, and I'm going to continue to, like, pay attention and see where you go in this world and how you move things forward for other women. So it's not the end, but, you know, just a new start. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support and your love and your prayers. I've asked people to do all of those things for me over the last 9, now going on 10 years, and I've had the most incredible team that I get to lead in this office. Kim, we talked about you as a superwoman. You should get an award yourself. And so many people. I've got Amy over here to my left, Kim to the right, and so many amazing people that have dedicated years upon years, decades. In fact, I have folks who've been here close to 50 years, some over. And they have truly worked for every controller under the sun. Hopefully I'm their favorite, but I'm just saying, it's really been an incredible journey to get to lead this state as the first Latina woman, too, elected to serve in the role of controller. So it's been fun to get to lead this office during the hardest of times with the most amazing staff one could ever dream of. So thank you for having me. Thank you for the pleasure and the honor and privilege of getting to serve you. And now let's just say congratulations to all of you. God bless. Thank you. Oh, Jeremy, did you want to talk to me offline or right now? Okay, that's fine. So we let everybody get to. So before we do that, we're going to take photos with the honorees. If I can get a quick photo with the honoree and whoever they want from their family, we'll take them here by the flags, and then we'll take a group shot with all the honorees, okay? So don't give your plaque to anybody yet, because we're going to use them for the photos. Cool? All right, so we'll start with Jennifer, since you're right here. And then...